This is Ozarks at Large. As small businesses across the country adjust their operations and their staffing or just close for the time being, whether that's because of an order from an official or by choice, many are wondering what happens next. The federal government has authorized $50 billion in disaster recovery loan funding that will be administered by the Small Business Administration. Devin Howland, the Director of Economic Vitality for the City of Fayetteville, tells us what that could mean for small businesses in Arkansas and what local officials are trying to do to help. He recently spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek.
Over the last couple of days, people have watched their favorite restaurants decide to close. Some restaurants are changing the way they operate. And I think that's what a lot of people are seeing. So what is the situation in Fayetteville? Because that's the city that you can speak to. So what does the situation look like in Fayetteville in terms of the way small businesses are handling this?
Fayetteville businesses are unique in the sense is that we have a very transient population with college students. And so the summer months, you know, are much slower in Fayetteville, especially downtown. And now that's about to be exaggerated by months. And so we look at not only do we not have a period of high cash flow in the summer for many of these businesses, but with many cases, businesses' cash flow coming to a halt is a piece of the problem that we do recognize and that we're definitely taking into consideration. You know, you look at in what the reasoning why the city and the CDC and the state and the president are talking about these social distancing measures and the context of this entire conversation today. And with businesses that have taken those steps to close, you saw that Maxine made that decision yesterday, Big Box Karaoke. Now, those are painful decisions. And you recognize why they're doing that. They're doing that from a point of standpoint, and not to speak for them because I can't, but they recognize health and safety of their patrons being a very big deal. And all of these measures that you're seeing and reasoning, and you just saw the CDC announce yesterday, you know, they're recommending gatherings of no less than 10 people. It is all to flatten the curve.
Flattening the curve, which Howland just referred to, is a kind of chart which has gotten a lot of attention lately. It illustrates the wave of new coronavirus cases expected to hit a particular country or region. A high curve means the virus is spreading quickly, which could mean people won't get the medical care they need and the number of deaths is likely to increase. A flattened curve means coronavirus is spreading slowly, which gives communities the time and resources to treat more people. Howland says that's what all these preventative measures that are being taken by countries, states, and even individual businesses are meant to do.
With what's taking place in Italy right now and across the country and the world being so drastic, these measures to engage in social distancing activities, you saw that at City Council last night at the emergency
meeting. That's right.
You're seeing that, and we have some great, great local businesses that are kind of, and they've really led the way and set an example on sanitizing measures and as well as social distancing. And so, you know, to me, the service industry and small businesses as well that are dependent upon, you know, foot traffic, and especially in a time when we are trying to do social distancing.
What about large employers? What's happening there?
As in regards to larger employers, we're expecting an update from the State Department of Commerce soon. We know they're very well aware of the issue. There's been articles that have come out at the state level after the governor's executive order that declared the emergency. And so we see the impact this is having on our economy. And people have been calling this unprecedented, and I think that's accurate, too. One of my former roles, I think back to, I worked as the disaster recovery manager on the economic side for the Mayflower and Bologna tornado in 2014. And that tornado destroyed 70% of the city of Bologna's economy. And it did it in a couple minutes. And this is so different because you see it coming. And we're seeing in larger cities. I was on a conference call last night with Seattle and San Francisco, Tacoma, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, et cetera. And the larger metros where you have a higher population of people, where the cases were ramping up, were not only to see what's coming, but also try and learn some best practices from those cities as well.
And what did you take away from that call in terms of what cities can do for small businesses you know, within their boundaries.
Yeah, I think you hit the key point there, and that's within their boundaries. And you look at many states, you know, have laws in regards to what municipal funds can be used for, what general funds can be used for. And, you know, it's not just Arkansas that has those limits on there, and you need to speak with the finance director to get those specifics. Trust me, I'll be doing that this week, too. But it's states across the country. And so if we have this common issue of what seems like it could be a good solution, how can we come together as municipalities across the country to leverage our common voice for federal assistance? And that's one of the big things we're working on right now. You're seeing a stimulus come out that the president announced this morning. I have not even had time to dive into what's in that. It's on my list of things to do today. But so what we've been trying to do, and one of the things that I feel really good about Fayetteville is a lot of what we began last week, these larger cities have started and that have far worse cases, their numbers of cases have already engaged in. And so that gives me, you know, what comfort it ever could may that we're doing the right thing. But one of the big things that we talked about, which I feel good because we've got engaged, and that is working to get the Small Business Administration Economic Disaster Injury Loan activated for Arkansas.
And what is that? What is the Small Business Administration Economic Disaster Injury Loan Program? What do small businesses need to do?
It would be a great help if you're a business owner, you're a small business owner, if you're an independent contractor, an artist, someone that's been affected by this, you know, your voice matters too, and we need to tell your story as well. I've got a resource page on the city's website, and the main COVID-19 page links to COVID-19 business resources page. I update this page every day. And as we find solutions, as we find answers, this is the central hub where the city of Fayetteville is placing them that pertain to businesses. So I need help to get those activated. And Startup Junkie Consulting, we began working with them last week. As you know, they're our city's entrepreneurship and innovation contractor. And, you know, I came into the office last Friday and they were waiting. And, you know, they saw this coming and they had already got engaged with SBA, et cetera. So we sent out an initial survey. If you filled out that survey, it was on SurveyMonkey. Thank you so much. But you're also going to get another email from them today. And on our website, what I need small businesses to do is to fill out the economic injury worksheet for business that is linked to our page. Now, that is an SBA form. I want to be very clear, that is not an SBA loan application. It is not. This is a step in the process of getting funds appropriated into Arkansas through SBA's Economic Disaster Injury Program. And so if you fill that form out, and there's an email on the website under step two of where you can email that to, or you can email it to me at the City of Fayetteville or anybody at Startup Junkie Consulting. If you need help filling out this worksheet, if you have questions on what this is, please contact Startup Junkie Consulting.
So what happens after that when all these small businesses file these worksheets?
What we don't want people to have to do is to have to scramble or, you know, I don't want a business to have to Google search the answers. So we really want to do what we can in placing all of that information in a central hub. So as those economic injury sheets get delivered to SBA, when the program is activated, we'll make broad social media announcements, but we'll also be updating this page. So this page is very fluid. It is constantly changing. And so I continue to urge back. I'm updating it as we go along and as we learn about new programs. And so that's the SBA loans as well. Now, SBA loans there are restrictions with those loans. If you don't have access to credit, then they're there for you. However, if you have access to credit and you still could use favorable terms, you know, and, you know, our big thing right now is if cash is needed, you know, a traditional HELOC or something to a bank could take weeks. And so what we're working on right now with Startup Junkie and really with our other resource partners is what can we do in the interim? Is there any state programs? Are there federal programs? Can we stand up a revolving loan fund? Can we do A, B, C, D? And I don't want to get into specifics of those, but I do want people to know we see that as an issue. We know you need favorable terms too. And we're really reaching out, trying to stand up something where people can weather the storm. And when I say storm, what I'm meaning is weather a period of cash flow coming substantially decreasing, coming to a halt if that employer chooses to close. So the business resource page is there.
Besides a traditional Small Business Administration loan, Howland says small businesses also have access to the City of Fayetteville's resource partners.
Whether it be Startup Junkie Consulting, Arkansas Small Business Technology Development Center has COVID-19 resources. They're still working. They're working remotely. And our economic development contractor at the Chamber of Commerce is remaining open during this period. However, they have urged phone and email communication over in-person meetings, as is becoming the norm as COVID-19 continues to spread. And at this point in time with the Chamber, that's through March 31st. So the other thing that I did want to mention, too, is, you know, if you were impacted by a layoff, we're starting to build out a section there. If there is a layoff and you were impacted, one of the things that we're looking at is how can federal government has been very generous in their guidance on things like unemployment insurance during this time and unemployment benefits. And that's what I'm working on today. Our friends on the coast have been very lax with this because this is such a unique situation. So that's what we're working on today. Can we get some improvements there where those benefits can come in so that people that are closed have access to those? But again, as those come to reality, we'll be posting them right on that page.
What about customers? What if you want to support your favorite small local business? Is there something you can do as a customer, a patron, to help out?
Absolutely. You know, if the restaurant has it to go or they're doing curbside, please support them. You know, drive-thrus are still there. You know, you've seen a lot of restaurants close their indoor dining, but their drive-thru channels are still there. And so, you know, if you want to, and I want to encourage everybody to shop local always, not just on Small Business Saturday, but throughout the year, and especially at a time right now, you can do that. But also, you know, ask yourself, does my favorite small business, do they have an e-commerce presence? Are they utilizing Shopify where they have a digital storefront where I can still shop local and have stuff either picked up or mailed to my house? And on the other end of the cusp, my small business owner, are there other resources out there that I can use to get my goods and services to my customers during this time? And so, actually, there's another. It's actually linked on the resource page. Last Friday, Startup Junkie put together some general tips and insights for ventures and small businesses amid COVID-19. And as you read through those, it also has a lot of great ways of how you can still support those. So, yes, gift cards to go and curbside deliveries, but also those digital storefronts in a time of e-commerce. And again, it's never too late for a business to start tapping in and utilizing those. And if anybody needs any help, contact my office or contact Startup Junkie Consulting. I'm probably going to forward you to Startup Junkie Consulting, and they're there to help activate that. I think it's extremely important right now that we keep our small businesses in mind. We're not going to stop working. You know, this job at this point in time, eight to five is not here. We have a big problem coming, and we can work to mitigate that. So whatever you can do, and also businesses, if you are altering your shopping plan or your storefront hours or your services, as Startup Junkie mentioned in their tips page, please pin that at the top of your social media and get that word out so the people that do want to support you know exactly how they can.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, and I'm sure as this coronavirus outbreak unfolds, we'll be hearing a lot more about resources for small businesses.
Thank you so much for helping get the word out, and I want our small businesses to know we recognize, and to every single one of you, the dozens of you that have emailed and called me over the last few days that I haven't got back with, please don't stop. I'm coming back. Your stories, what you're being, how this is impacting you, you communicating that matters a great deal.
That was Devin Howland, the Director of Economic Vitality for the City of Fayetteville, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek. You can find the business resources information page Howland discussed during the interview by going to the City of Fayetteville website and clicking the COVID-19 information page.